Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be beginning Simen Shin Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. This in Mishaburu. This is page Tzadi is today. So Shin Gimel Si'ifim Aleph and Beis. So these are Dine Tachshite Isha. We're going to have 27 short Si'ifim, mostly short Si'ifim, about different Tachshitim, different types of ornaments and jewelry that a woman can and cannot wear outside in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos when there is no when there is no Eruv. So Si'if Aleph, lo teitzei isha b'chutei tzemer v'lo b'chutei pishtan. A woman should not go out with the wool or flax strings, v'lo b'ritzuos shabarosho, or straps on her head, because if she were going to have to go to the mikvah, she would have to take those things off. So since she would have to take those things off, if she would have to go to the mikvah, we're afraid she might carry them for Amos in Rosh Hashanah. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. When we said the things on her head, it was not only talking about the ritzuos, it was talking about the chutei tzemer and the chutei pishtan as well. All these things are things that are worn on the head, as opposed to what we're going to learn about in Sif Beis, which are things worn around the neck. The concern is that she may have to go to the mikveh, and then she's going to take these things off because they pose a problem of a chatzitza. She'll come to carry them. She'll come to carry them for Amos. The in Dirshu he quotes from Nissim Karelitz that if it's a type of kishut that is chad pa'ami, that is meant to be used once and then thrown away, like a little rubber bands that are worn in the hair to hold the hair together, or something like that, so then you're allowed to go out with them, because you don't have to worry that if she takes them off, she's going to carry them for Amos. She just discards them as soon as she takes them off. So that would not share this this same concern. Back in the Mishnah, we're writing about Chorim Shekasu, the Lo Pelug Rabbanu B'Takanta, Vafilu Zekeinu B'Sul Lo Teitze. And the Achronim point out that this is true even of a woman who's postmenopause, a woman who's a Basula, who has no reason to go to the mikvah to be with her husband. They just made a Lo Plug that even if there's no reason why she would be going to the mikvah, they still aren't allowed to wear these things because of the Chashash they may carry them for Amos and Rosh Hashanah. Rav Moshe, Nechuvah, Negris Moshe, or Chaim Chelkei, Simin Yud Ches, just points out that you don't even have to say that this is about Tevila Labaila, meaning this Gezeira goes all the way back to the time when they had Tevila for Taharos. So that would apply to any woman. She could be postmenopause and still have Tevila for Taharos if it's a situation where she touched a sheretz or something, whatever the reason may be. So if it's a low plug, it's a low plug all the way through. Sivkat and Gimel, Shema Tolichem. The concern is she might carry them for Amos and Rosh Hashanah. V'davka b'dvarim katan, it's only with small such items that we're choshesh for this. Because sometimes on a weekday she'll carry such items. If it's her basic clothing, if it's part of her outfit, then we're not concerned that she's going to carry it for Amos. Because she doesn't go without wearing those things. Meaning, wearing a skirt is also a chatzitza for tevila. But we're not concerned she's going to take off her skirt and then carry it for Amos and Rosh Hashanah. If she takes off her skirt, she'll put it right back on. So this is only things that are not part of the Ikr Malbush of a person. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shulchan Shlomo writes that even begadim that are not definite that she's going to put them on after the tevila, let's say a scarf or something like that, where it's not obvious that she's going to have to put it back on after the tevila, she's allowed to go out with those things as well, because it's still a malbush, it's not a tachshit. So part of her outfit, something that's part of her clothing, that she's allowed to go outside with, even though she would need to remove it for tevila. They never made a gzeira that she's going to come to carry such things. It's only these strings that are hanging from her head that are a tachshit that she might come to carry instead of wear. Back in the Shulchan Aruch on the second line, v'imeim kluos b'sa'ara mutter. If these items are braided into her hair, then it's mutter for her to go out with it. V'yesh mishoser, but some say that it's aser. What's the back and forth over here? If it's braided into the hair, why mutter? Why do some say aser? So if you look in the Shabura, if katan dalit kluos b'sa'ara mutter, da'alecha l'mecha shel ma'aser l'sinu da'asur l'sur kli asara. Halacha is if a person has braids in their hair, they're not allowed to undo their braids in their hair on Shabbos. So since you're not allowed to undo the braids in there on Shabbos, if this something is braided into the hair, there's no concern that she's going to come to take it out because she would not undo the braids of her hair. Where was I? I was just somewhere recently. Oh, when I was in Los Angeles, I was leaving a house where I was eating lunch, and someone came, a little girl came running up to me, and she said, "Wait, I had a question. if I have braids in my hair, am I allowed to undo it? Oh, okay. No, you're not allowed to undo it, right? That's beferish, right? So kamosh kasa b'sivchavav, as we're going to see in sivchavav. V'tama yesh misha osaru. Okay, so if that's the reason why she's allowed to go out with these chutin that are part of her braid, because she's never going to undo the braid anyway, so why would you asser it? Why is there an opinion that says that it's asser? So v'tama yesh misha osaru, the reason for the one that assers it, is the dilma kasha tisrami la tevila shal mitzvah tisra al kli al yidei en yehudis v'tosiyachutin v'asiyachar kach lasiyinu avotam mechem rain bach biragra. Primarily, the reason for the shita that asers it is that she might ask a nachris to undo her braids if she has a tevila shel mitzvah, because she can't go to the mikveh with braids in her hair. So if she needs to go to the mikveh and she forgot to unbraid her hair, so similar to the discussion you have in Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeh Kuf Tzadiches, if a woman forgot to cut her nails and her little tevila is Friday night, so according to some poskim, according to the Shach, you can have a nachris cut her nails for her, so that to enable the tevilas shel mitzvah. So here also, she'll have a nachris unbraid her hair in order to do the tevilas mitzvah. So she still might remove these strings and carry them for Amos and Rishus Rabbim. Vayter in the Shulchan Aruch on the third line, v'yemei maisa ariga, if it's woven in, then it's mutter shein etzrich lasir b'shas tevila, because then she doesn't need to remove it at the time of tevila. Says the Ramal, v'ad shelo yu metunafos o musavim, unless they're dirty or golden, because then you would remove them so that they don't get all gross in the water. So it says, Mishbur explains, Maisa Ariga, why by something that's a Maisa Ariga does she not remove it from her hair when she goes to the mikveh? Because it's not so tightly connected to her hair, so it's not a chatzitza, water gets in between. That it's only when it's done in a way where there's a hole, there's airspace in between that the water is able to get in. Shaloyum tunafos, we said, but if the strings are either dirty or gold, then she's going to want to remove them so that it doesn't get all gross. What does that mean? Because if the strings are dirty, the water will soften the mud and make it gross, make her dirty when she comes up from the tevila. V'alkein darka lahasir mitchila, so she would remove these things first. V'kibin deshakala mishumtina fasilasiyinu, and since she took it off because of it being dirty, she might come to carry it rather than put it back on. V'chein kshachutun musavin, also if the strings are goldening, gamkein mesirasim kodma tevila k'desho yistan v'chachutun me'amayim, she may also remove them so that they don't get dirty from the water. V'asiyach kachlasiyinu, and then she'll come to carry them. V'yeshom ro'od, and others say that anyway she has to remove these things because they're a chatzitza, since she's makbet, she doesn't always want it there. Meaning the definition of a chatzitza in Hilchas Tevila is anything that a person is either covers the majority of their body or that the person doesn't always want there. So since these are things that a person is not always happy having their hair, they may be a chatzitza. Okay, Sif Beis. Mutu latzeis b'chutin shebet savara. A woman is allowed to go out with the strings on her neck. Sif Aleph was about strings in her hair. Now we're talking about strings on her neck. Shem refuyim vein etzrich lasirim b'shas tefila, because they're loose and you don't have to take them off by tefila. A woman's wearing a very loose-fitting necklace. It's not going to be a chatzitza, because the water will get in between. The necklace floats. It's not going to be a problem. Aval b'katla shebet savara aser. But if she's wearing what they call a choker, that's going to be aser. Mepnei shetzrich lasirim b'shas tefila, because that she needs to remove when she goes to the mikvah. They used to wear chokers so that they could make their face look more plump, and because that was a sign of good health and being robust, and that was more attractive. So, things change with time, but that used to be something, a look that women would dafka look for to make themselves look more of a balas baser than they otherwise were. And therefore there's a concern that she might carry it for Amos and Rishus Rabbim. Let's see the Mishabura Sivkat and Zayin, Shem Refuyim, Shena Mahadkun Bechozek, something that's loose, that's not tightly attached. Shena Chonekasatzma, doesn't choke her, Mashain Kain Bekatl, she returns Tzur Chava, Kidil Kameh B'Siv Zayin, Veinu Chonekes, V'Hadalo Asu B'Chutin, Mishum Dilma Shalfa Mechavya, Dizeinu Shayachal B'Dover Shu Tachshit. The reason they don't ask her with the strings, because she might come to take them off and show them off, and show them off to other people, is because that you wouldn't do with a string anyway. Meaning to show them off to other people, you would only do with an expensive piece of jewelry. So the only concern is that she'll carry a string if she wants to take it off for the tefillah, but not that she's going to take it off and show it to other people. Sivkatan ches lefishima hadekes. We said that which is attaches very tightly is going to be a problem. Hani d'mishum hachi yesh b'zem mishum chatzitza. That creates a chatzitza problem. Va'aftel kamei b'siv zayin mashmer d'tamei yisru mishum David over chashav v'chashin adil l'shalva mechavya. Even though in siv zayin it sounds like that the yisru is because it's a chashav a thing and she might take it off and show it off to other people. Hasamari b'refu yisav tzavar v'afilu achi yasru mishum shalva mechavya. That's talking about if it's a loose fitting thing, so it's not inherently a chatzitza. So therefore, the concern is only that she might take it off to show it to other people. But if it's something that makes her look nice and robust, she's not going to want to take off shazlo tirabal's baser, because then she's not going to look so nice and robust. And still, it's going to be aser for her to walk around with that, because we're still afraid she's going to take it off in order to go to the mikvah, and it's still going to be a chatzitza. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, two lines from the bottom, v'lo teitzei b'totefes, v'ukim in tzitzu magia me'oz and lozen. She should not wear a totefes, which is a type of headband that goes from one ear to the other, v'lo b'sharvitin v'ugam kein tzitzveinu magia ela ad l'chayaha, or another type of band that goes from one cheekbone to the other, shekorachto al rosha, that wraps around her head, v'tolo la al l'chayo mikanu mikan, and hangs over her cheekbones on each side. But that's only it's only a problem if it's not attached to her head covering. Because if it's not attached to her head covering, she might take off her headband in order to show it to other people, and she'll carry it for Amos and Rishus Rabbim. Aval im tfurim, but if it's sewn into her head covering, then you don't have to worry that she's going to take it off to show it off to other people, because she's a married woman uncovering her hair. She would never do that. Says the Ramav, Yeshom de Basul Shein Chasheshes Gila Rosh Afilus for Besvacha Aser Techeshin Shem Tisra Besvacha Vasil Asuye. But if she's not a married woman, even if this band is attached to her head covering, then we are concerned that she's going to take it off, because if she's not a married woman, she will uncover her hair. Says the Mishmaros. The concern is she'll take them off to show them off to other people, because it actually is a tachshit. We don't have to worry about it by a non-married. By a married woman where it's sewn into her hair covering. Because she would never expose her hair in public like that. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that a woman shouldn't go out wearing anything that isn't a critical part of her outfit, which she might remove for a tevila and then carry. And there's a machlokas about strings in her hair braids, because she can't remove them herself, but she might ask a nachris to do it for her. Then we said that something that fits tightly and would be a chatzitza, or anything that she might remove to show off to her friends, should not be worn. So again, either that it's tight and it's a chatzitza and that's why she'll take it off, or it's something fancy that she's going to want to show to her friends. She is going to want to show off to her friends, and therefore she might take it off, will be a problem to go out with on Shabbos. And then finally, we said headbands that do not attach to a head covering may not be worn, because she might take them off. If they do attach to a head covering, they may be worn by a married woman, because she would never take it off. But according to the Rama, they may not be worn by a non-married woman, because she might take off such headbands, even if they're attached to her head covering, since a non-married woman is allowed to uncover her hair in public. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Se'if Gimel. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.